You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. John Farrow in the Poughkeepsie Journal reports that when Bard College took ownership of the Montgomery Place estate in January, the school also got a couple of old dams. On May 16th, Bard received $1 million in state funding to help let a few of the state's 6,700 dams create electric power. Bard was one of three colleges that received a $1 million grant from New York State and will create at least three hydroelectric projects, though maybe not on campus. Quote, innovation is at the core of Bard's mission, Bard President Leon Botstein said in a statement. Quote, and this award helps us to continue to innovate in environmental issues and energy conservation and to signal the importance of these issues to the entire higher education community, end quote. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal.
Advocates for immigrants to the United States are rallying in Washington, D.C. this morning to condemn plans for a new round of deportations. According to news reports, Immigration and Customs Enforcement has ordered field offices to launch a month-long surge of raids targeting mothers with children who've been ordered to leave the country. Carlene Pinto with the New York Immigration Coalition calls the plan disgraceful.
It is counterproductive and hypocritical that right now we have an executive action that is being decided by the Supreme Court that would essentially grant deferred action programs to the same community of people that are now being targeted.
In March, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson told a Senate committee that a similar series of raids in January had helped slow an increase in undocumented immigrants from Central America entering the country. But Pinto says most of those being targeted are fleeing extreme violence in their home nations, and returning them simply puts them back in harm's way.
We do have confirmed from 2016, 84 people that had been deported and were victims and died shortly after being deported.
Pinto points out that throughout the world, people facing imminent pervasive violence migrate out of fear for their lives and the lives of their children. She says many of those crossing the U.S. borders are no different.
How are we not assessing the situation in Central America and then figuring out that these people that are fleeing these conditions also should be looked at as refugees?
Advocates for immigrants are calling on the Obama administration to halt the deportation raids and ensure that those fleeing violence are offered temporary protected status. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Eric Anderson of the Albany Times Union reports that the weird spring weather is causing concern among local farmers. March was 7.7 degrees above normal, and then it snowed in April. There has been a drought, and now damp conditions have some farms too muddy to plant. Ed Miller of Gould Orchards in Castleton said the freeze in April killed 80 to 90% of the apple blossoms that opened early in the March warmth. David Hulk, County Executive Director for the Federal Farm Service Agency in Rensselaer, Saratoga, Warren, and Washington counties, told the paper that one local farmer told him at this point he's planted less than half the corn crop as usual. Blueberries, strawberries, peaches, and apples have been damaged by the cold. Quote, a lot of the planting is behind schedule, said Steve Ammerman, spokesman for the New York Farm Bureau. Quote, we've had a fair amount of rain. We need more warm days, end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. This has been the WGXC News Update.